What's it like for a black NBA player to come to Salt Lake City? Well, that's the question NBA senior writer Mark Spears had for each black player on the Utah Jazz when he wrote his column for the website The Undefeated. Joe Johnson wasn't too concerned about things like off-court entertainment.
I've heard a lot, but to me it didn't bother me that it wasn't much to do. I'm from Little Rock, man. It's not much to do, and Little Rock is slow-paced. So for me, I was fine with that. I didn't have a problem with that.
Utah is not seen as a free agent destination for black players, mainly because of nightlife or even the lack of blacks in the state. But Mark Spears tells Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News that thinking should change.
I think it's ignorant to avoid it without doing your research. And, you know, perhaps my story could help at least give some insight about what it's really like. So, you know, education is always good, and I believe my piece is a fair piece. I've had several, you know, non-black people from Utah comment saying, thank you for writing this. Thank you for, you know, giving some clarity about what it's like here. You know, I spent a lot of time in the early 2000s going to the Rocky Mountain Review where, you know, I would be in Salt Lake for 2 weeks, and I loved it. You know, people are always very nice and cool and had a great, great time. You know, I'm an open-minded guy who finds stuff to do. And I also had an old college teammate named Lassie Mitchell who been living there for a while, who shows always knew where to go anyway. So I think it's just a matter of having the right circle of groups. And perhaps you find that at the church. Perhaps you find that at the barbershop. So I liked it. And ultimately, I mean, if you get bored, if you're an NBA, there's always a road trip to New York or LA or New Orleans coming up next. So I think that if any free agent was smart, they'd at least do their homework before just writing it off.
Spears also interviews plenty of former Jazzmen. You can read his story at theundefeated.com.